Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 21st of July, recording at 6:28 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, I've been a bit rushed here today, so I didn't have time to list all of my trades that have actually taken place, but I promised, or I said in the comment of the day, that I would run through these right at the beginning of the audio. So first off, my NASDAQ short position, the stop, the in-the-money stop on that was hit last night. I think it would have been following the close in that remaining 15 minutes that the futures contracts actually trade. My stop was in at 14.25. So that greatly reduced the profit that had been on offer, say, a couple of days ago. But nevertheless, it was a small profit. And then I didn't like the action, given the upward dynamics that we had seen yesterday and then following through in here today. I just took the decision that we'd seen the short-term downward trends for these stock market indices broken near the bottom side of the range, and that might well lead to additional hedge fund covering and pushing stock markets higher. So around midday, early afternoon, I covered my existing stock market shorts. So what I did was that I closed out my entire S&P short position. Sounds like it was huge. It wasn't all that big, but I'd picked it up in three different stages. And my Italian MIB 30 short position, which I'd picked up in two stages. Now, again, just like the NASDAQ position, profits were eroded. So at the end of the day, it was disappointing because although I had net profits on all three of those stock market trades, as I said a moment ago, they were greatly reduced from what had actually been on offer only a couple of days ago. But that's markets, and I didn't have the prescience to close the positions a couple of days ago. Now, I think probably I would have reacted on those signals anyway. And I certainly wasn't tempted to ride it out to see what would have happened, given that I've been interested in winding down more positions than I intend to open prior to going away on my long summer holiday in August, my long annual holiday in August. So I've raised more cash. Overall, I've been doing that all along, all year long, and cash is my biggest investment by far, and I do feel very comfortable with cash, not just because I'm going away. Now, had I demurred and just watched the markets instead, I would have been certainly better off because the NASDAQ's fallen back and is down, actually down on the day as I speak, and the S&P index is fallen back as well, so no doubt I could have done better if I hadn't had the NASDAQ stop at this particular moment in time. Had I not had the NASDAQ stopper and decided preemptively to close the S&P position. Okay, so much for that. Well, what about these signals? I described them as tradable, but saying that the environment was dangerous because largely because of the interest rate cycle, which is now bearish for stock markets, and also the oil price established here above $40 a barrel, I think is very bearish for equities overall. But nevertheless, given the persistent declines that we had seen during the previous 3 weeks, there is no doubt that there are a number of hedge funds with short positions. And having seen markets steady near the lower side of the ranges, more than steady, get those upward dynamics breaking the short-term downward trends, it would not be at all surprising if that did not trigger further a further short covering, a further technical rally, and that rally may well suck some people in on the long side at higher levels. I would certainly resist the temptation to do that. And I do maintain that overall, of the three things that stock markets can do, go up, go sideways, or go down, that the chances of stock market indices going up significantly beyond the highs of the year that we've already seen during the duration of this year are very low. The chances of them moving sideways at best or down are very high. So that view definitely remains unchanged. Now, I don't have many positions, but I mention them in I have fund positions in India and in Thailand, in Japan, and also in Malaysia. The Malaysian one is the smallest one by far. And I have a few individual positions. These are almost entirely now in mining shares, of which the best performing one in here today is that Merrill Lynch World Mining Trust, which I must have bought about 3 weeks to a month or so ago. That's been a good performer. Unfortunately, it was up another 3 pence in here today. And I have an in-the-money stop protecting that, and I have an in-the-money stop protecting my Newmont mining position. Both those are leveraged positions, spread bet positions, so they're largish relative to my rather deadbeat remaining mining share portfolio, deadbeat largely due to the strength of currencies such as the Australian dollar and the strength of the South African rand. Okay, what else can I mention in here today? In the review department, the Asian, excuse me, stock market indices had some good action following on from Wall Street, particularly in the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index. That was up 2.25%. The Nikkei was up 1.56%. But surprisingly, against this background, perhaps perhaps surprisingly, these Tokyo Second Section, which I regard as a lead indicator, did not do that well. It was up a little bit, but nothing significant. It's still in that range, that rather narrow range, and the critical levels remain 3,400 and 3,200. It'll be very interesting to see which way that breaks out. My hunch has been that it would be to the downside, but it's the chart action, of course, that will count, the signal that will count. Bonds soft in here again today. Really, I think that's following on from Greenspan's comment that the U.S. economy was well established overall. I think Greenspan's very much on the optimistic side. Well, I know he's on the optimistic side of general forecasts, and my feeling is that he's a bit too optimistic because of the oil price and because of the interest rate cycle and also the secular bear market that we have here for Wall Street. Now, I haven't come in to short these U.S. bonds or the JGBs. Those are the two that I'm interested in shorting. I've been talking all along during this rally of watching them and hoping that they pushed up a bit higher. But for that to have happened, we probably would have needed to see the stock markets slump further. And if they're going into rally mode in here over the next few weeks, that won't happen. The bonds will almost certainly sag. Now, in the currency markets, the most significant development was a follow-on of that dollar rally, and it has been quite a good follow-on. So no doubt there's been some short covering, and the euro here has dropped back. It's currently trading down a cent at 122.27, has been down as low as 122.11. It's not all that far off the actual lows on the day. And dollar yen, that's up 129 to 109.90.96, and sterling's down 177 at 183.51. So the dollar is continuing to benefit from a little bit of short covering in here, following, as I say, Greenspan's comments yesterday on the U.S. economy. Now, where does that leave us regarding other positions? Certainly, it adversely affected the supply in elasticity trades. Metals have been soft in here today, and that's a pretty predictable reaction to that dollar strength. We've seen, well, gold is currently trading down 345 at 396.70. Silver, inevitably having the higher beta than gold, excuse me, has come down a bit further. Currently trading at 641 and a half on the September contract. That's down nearly 20 cents. Now, having really scaled down my long position, my big long position of a couple of months ago in silver during the rally, I have been nibbling again in here today, so I will have picked up another baby steps unit, and that will be in the December contract, and will I haven't checked the records yet, but I know where the bid was, so I will have probably paid 6.43 on the December contract, and it'll be right around that level or a fraction higher here now. Palladium also coming down. The one that was not affected in here, well, I believe it was not affected, was was the lead, which was up only $6 to 864 in here today. I've still got a long position in that, which is coming up to my expiry date. I think that's on August 4th, and I'll almost certainly let that position expire. It's protected with an in-the-money stop, but the good news there was that the cash position closed at 931, so that's widened out again. That's pretty. It's a pretty good backwardation. And of course, if I'm able to go full term on this and that backwardation is actually maintained, and it's at $67 in here, that will certainly boost the profit considerably. Very much of a mixed day in here, though, overall on the positions that I have with that stock market rally. Soybeans getting hit, that's disappointing here, because that looked like it was steadying up a bit in recently, but it's down some 20 cents in here right now. The reason, the background factors for that, that give you the price level, that's put the September contract at 6.30 right now, $6.30. Now, what they're receiving rain right now in the U.S. growing region, and they're expecting a fair amount of rain, and that's the reality. Whereas the forecast, which would be bearish for the crop, is that next week they will go into a dry period. But as I say, the reality is rain today, which is bearish because that's improving the soybean crop. And the forecast, well, it's just a forecast, and we know that those can often err. And lastly, here, I did buy the coffee today. I bought it shortly after the opening. I did that on a spread bet position. That's the U.S. traded CSC coffee contract, the Arabica contract, and I paid above the high of the day because of the expensive spread bet that was quoted to me as a 60 cent or 0.6 of a cent spread, which is really quite pricey. I think the main reason for that is that not many people have been trading these soft commodities, so the spread bet brokers have not felt the competitive pressures that would often narrow those spreads. But that was on the higher side of the day, and this is off to an embarrassing start because it's closed in here back at 74.60, and I'm afraid that's a downward dynamic on the day, down to 0.05. So if it weren't for the fact that this was already depressed and back on top of the base, I would be inclined to chop the position, feeling just, no, made a mistake here. It's not following through, but and that dynamic suggests to me that it may well ease a little bit further. Were it not for today's downward dynamic, and again, apologies to any of you who might have shadowed my own trade leaning on that today, if I hadn't done it, I wouldn't touch it in here right now, because not until I see it stabilize again, because that reversal of yesterday's gains and more suggests to me that this can easily see a further test of underlying support. And of course, the fundamental background of coffee is that it is an oversupply. Now, eventually, the oversupply becomes over-discounted, as we saw with orange juice, which has been such a good trade over the last, six weeks. But coffee, I'm not so sure it's not going to emulate it. And that's pretty much it. So have an excellent evening.